It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Well, cotton spent all week consolidating, trading roughly in that range of 71 cents to 74 cents or 75 cents basis to December. Volume traded was fairly decent, nothing to be proud of, but not bad. Again, basically just consolidating, trying to find its way, and that's what we saw all week long. We did have a good end of the week with prices back up above 74 cents, and we want to see that, and that's very, 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 very good. We continue to see the managed money, the funds come to the market, so that keeps the market charged somewhat, but likewise, we also see that the fundamentals remain fairly strong, particularly because of the weather situation that we're seeing. The technical picture, somewhat neutral in the short term because we're in this 71 to 75 cent price range. Long term, we continue to point upward, so I think that's very positive for us. We're looking around the world to see the different things that are going on. And first, just looking here at the United States, this typical summer weather. Unfortunately for Texas, we just continue to see this lack of rain, and it's just you see it every day as opposed to myself, but it's just taking the crop away day by day. And the market did find support in that this week. It'll find more support next week, in my estimation, because if we go two more weeks, we've already just gone to a disastrous situation. But one more week will certainly add to this market. And if we don't get rain over the weekend, then we're back pushing record highs. So it appears that crop continues to go backwards, and that was boosting the market this week. Looking around the globe, India. The Gujarat area has gotten some rain. They're still about a little over 2.5, nearly 3 million acres behind in planting compared to this same time last year. Gotten some rain this week, but they still remain far behind. And when I say they're 2.5 to 3 million acres behind plantings of last year, they were planting for very slow last year. The Indian market has remained quite strong. India is importing cotton. That's just basically something they don't do. And the Chinese sales just continue to go great guns. They've had, 23 to 24 consecutive days of selling 100% of everything that was offered out of the reserve program. And that's just a phenomenon that was not expected. They are approaching or will be approaching a little over 6 million bales now, headed to 7 million, and by the end of August, which is just a month away, there'll be over 8 million bales sold. The Chinese groups met nearly 10 days ago now trying to figure out how to keep cotton flowing because the mills were complaining they weren't getting enough cotton and had developed about three scenarios. It seems that it's broken in the last 2 days, what they're going to do probably is just continue the reserve selling program that was due to end the 1st of September and take it now to the end of September. So we can anticipate as many as 10 million bales being sold out of the Chinese reserve, and probably about 65% of that is being sold to the mills. Some 35% of that, I guess we would say, is being sold into the what we would call the cotton merchants in China, per se. Themselves. Exports, certainly, even with prices up here where they are now in the 72, 73, 74 cent area, exports have been somewhat strong, and it's very positive. It tells us that there is demand for cotton as prices have gone higher. The world has recognized that there's a shortage around the globe, and consequently, the mills have had to step up and pay for cotton. Now, that seems to be going on a continual basis. I think we had very good export sales this week, and we'll continue to see those. So let's just keep this market going. Buy that gift of cotton today. Let's get some moisture in West Texas. And thank you so very much for your time.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.